insisted that he go down and visit Micah frequently because Micah was in deep trouble. And he had been in the hospital and and had ended up having his appendix out, which was the right thing to do, but his mom had stayed with him the whole time and had driven him.
Oh, yeah.
So
she really did act up that time.
Sharon and I were going on the art trip, so there was nobody to take the fucking green beans. She asked Al if he would take the green beans, and he said no.
Right.
Unbeknownst to Jane, it's because he and Marianne were going to Jenny's.
No, no.
They were.
Well, maybe, but that wasn't why I said no.
No, I know that, but, but unbeknownst.
Okay.
Jane kept at it. And finally, she tried to shame him into doing it in this way. The reason Al didn't want to go there is that he freaks out when he sees poor people. He just freaks out. Because they remind him of his relatives and all those people he saw when he photographed everything. And she said, oh, go ahead and go, Al. You can take the pictures of the poor people and sell them to the New York Times and get rich.
That's right.
But you can't take the beans to the...
Right, implying that Al took pictures of poor people
to get rich. That's right.
And it just he just exploded.
Well, I mean, it's a really fucking insensitive thing to say.
And so he goes up to the house.
He didn't explode right then.
Right.
He went up to the house.
And so she, Jane, kept at it and asked Marianne to take the beans. And then Marianne said, okay. And she took the, Jane took the beans inside, and Al was there, and he saw those beans. And he said, what are you doing? Marianne's going to take them, sort of snidely.
Yeah, she said, Marianne's going to take them.
And he just lost his beans.
I think he told her to get out of his house or something.
Yeah. Take your fucking beans or something, like something soft.
Yeah, she's just got this sort of high-speed agenda, and you're all going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
She did, actually. I said, where's Adam? She said, he's getting a tool from the shed. Take that thing with you when you go out there. That's going out there. Like, she had plans for me.
Right, right.
How about yesterday? Speaking of plans for you, I spent 6 hours sitting in
that. I love that pedestal.
Yeah, it was good. I was good on the pedestal. I like that picture, by the way.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's a great picture.
Yep.
So we'll stop bitching about Jane. We have to do it.
I know.
In order to get over it.
I don't mind bitching about
Jane.
This
is all new to me. So I'm,
I don't mind bitching about Jane.
For me, it's just entertaining.
But I just want to... I don't want to add to your Jane stories if there's not a real Jane story to tell.
No, just do it as well as you can.
She hasn't done anything. She hasn't done anything to me to add to your Jane stories. Yeah. But I'd be happy to provide you with Jane's stories.
No,
I don't want to misrepresent
her. We don't need to be provided, but we've got quite enough.
I can tell you is this, though. I don't know if you caught it, but when she came out and said hi briefly to a moment, that she's waiting to hear about the wedding.
And I said, it's very small.
I told the same thing to Adam. He says, we're waiting here today. He says, all I can tell you is this in October, but I said, it's going to be real small, and especially now that I'm not sure, you know, I'm not going to be the bread earner right away. We're going to figure this out, but I'm cutting off our...
Well,
maybe we'll elope is what I'm telling people. Yeah, this is my passive way of lying. I'm admitting.
Well, and the thing is,
know,
is that
we don't have a statement
if you decide
yet.
To do that...
I know you'd love it. We don't want...
It's not that I would love it. You can elope. Just invite me.
Yeah. All I'm saying is
our
plan together.
The only money we've really spent is on my dress.
Yeah.
And that's it. We haven't spent it yet. We have been arranging it.
I know.
Well, anyway, that she seemed to expect that. I gathered she seems to expect.
But I told her. No, I thought that too, and then I said it's going to be really small, and she's like, I know, just invite like 4 people, right? She was laughing. And I said, she said, no, your mom told me.
Okay.
And then I said, yeah, we're not actually even inviting, you know, aunts and uncles.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's inviting one uncle, so don't advertise that.
I won't.
But that's because I'm inviting Leslie and Catelyn, my few people out of town. Or New York. He's got the same, right? He's got a lot of family. His numbers are added up by family. So
I don't try to... talk mess with you and your guest list.
It's the most stressful part of a wedding. Making the guest list. Well, so, anyway.
I did alert all people that I thought might think they were going to be, you know, they were like, now when is it? And they're getting their calendars out, and I'm saying, you're not invited.
Well, be nice about it, because I don't...
No, I
do feel I feel guilty, but at the same... I feel guilty in two directions. I feel guilty that I'm not inviting more people. And I also... What's the other direction?
Feel guilty that you're inviting too many people.
Yes, I feel guilty about the money we are spending on it, and I feel guilty about the money we're not spending about it. I feel it in both directions.
I understand.
I'm trying to keep it... In this very small venue, I'm trying to keep it within there.
Guilt is hard to petition, isn't it?
It's just frustrating because I have it in both directions. And
we will try.
Yeah, no, I've been nicer than that. The time. But I did tell people it was going to be.
But
really,
I mean, what's
small.
Crazy is that small wedding, still, even with nothing really special, $8,000. That's the budget right now. We cut something else. We figured out something clever the other day to cut it small.
5 hours.
No, that was already, you told me that. That was already small.
Invites?
I talked him out of paper invitations the other day.
Okay.
I don't mind either way. I was just, yeah.
I was like,
show on Good Morning America or this bit. And since, you know, wedding season's coming up, they were like, here's how you cut the expense of your wedding. And they went down the list. And I thought, well, I don't need to tell Abby any of that because she's probably already doing it all.
Well, we're not, I mean, I'm going to do digital invitations.
All right. That was on the list.
The cake is ingredients, the cost of ingredients. We have a free person playing the ceremony. We're going to not provide alcohol, or we'll provide everyone with one drink. But we're not...
But it's at a bar. People with one drink will buy your drink. That's how it works.
And then, yeah. What else? Decorations, I hope, will be really cheap. We're trying to, like, grow plants and...
It's the goddamn clowns that we're hiring.
Yeah, I know.
It's the balloonist and the acrobat.
The clowns have a union rate that we cannot
bypass. We can't cut it out.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you get the ugly clown or the pretty clown. They're still charged the same amount.
Most of the cost is the venue and the food. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's where it is.
And the ponies.
$1,000 for a photographer. She's great. She's a friend. She's good. And then $600 for music. Live music. But they're going to play 2 or 3 hours, and then it'll just be a playlist, like an iPod. But again, like, those are the, you know, food and music are my...
Your things?
My things, and that's not... I'm not going to not have...
So who's playing? Or what kind of music is it?
It's a guy who does... He plays piano, and he sings, and he's usually plays with... another guy we know is a saxophone player.
Jazz. You know,
standards.
Early century jazz standards. And he's good.
He's really good.
It's nice. I mean,
and he's a really, really sweet guy.
He does this a lot, so he knows how to...